Chapter 8. A Wedding Invitation. May was a strange month. The newspapers were full of stories about people who wanted to die at Dignitas. A famous footballer was hurt in an accident, and he killed himself because he could not go to Dignitas. Another woman, who was very ill, wanted her husband to take her there, but she did not want him to go to prison for it. I knew that Will was reading these stories on his computer, too, which he used with voice recognition software. Will and I were going out a lot now. We went to the theatre, and to more concerts, and to the cinema. And sometimes, when the weather was good, we went out in Stortford. I just walked around with him, beside his wheelchair. Then suddenly, Dad was made redundant at the furniture factory. He tried to be brave about it, and went straight to the job centre. "I will apply for anything," he said. But it was going to be hard for a 55-year-old man to find a job. On the Friday, after Dad stopped working, Will got an invitation to Lissa and Rupert's wedding. "Do you want to keep it?" I said, looking at the expensive invitation with its gold writing. "I don't care," Will said. "Do what you want with it." "What's the best place you've ever visited?" I asked Will one windy afternoon in May. We were sitting in front of the castle and watching the tourists walk by. "I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro when I was 30, he said. "That was beautiful. Oh, and I loved Mauritius. Lovely people and beautiful beaches. What about you?" "I've not really been anywhere very interesting," I said. "What do you think? Where should I go?" "I don't know, but you have to go somewhere. You're too interesting to stay here all your life. Maybe you should go to college and study fashion." He thought for a moment. Then he smiled and said, "There's a wonderful cafe in a part of Paris called Le Marais. I liked sitting outside it and eating warm bread with butter and jam. That's where you should go." I turned to look at him. "We could go," I said. "I've never been to Paris. I'd love to go." "No," he said. "I don't want to go there in this wheelchair. I want to be the old me, with pretty French girls looking at me when they walk past. I don't want them to see me in this wheelchair." "Okay," I said. And then I was quiet. I was becoming very worried that he wasn't going to change his mind about Dignitas. I knew that Mrs. Trainer was worried too, because she came to see me the next day. We talked a bit about my family and how difficult it was to share a room with my sister, who was coming home from college soon. "You can always stay in the other room here," she said. Then she said, "How are things?" "Well, we're going out a lot more," I said. "And he talks a lot more than he did." She nodded. "He talks to you, but not me," she said. "Have you talked about going to another country with him? My husband and I have been talking about it, and we both think it's a good idea." We were both silent for a few moments. Then she said, We only have 2.5 months until August. I'm doing everything that I can, Mrs. Trainer, I replied. She nodded. I know, Louisa.